Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. We're hosts. This is Shelby.
This is Emily. Or is this Shelby?
Is this Emily? I feel like that sounded like you.
That is not what I sound like.
That is not what I sound like.
Okay, you're done. You're
done. So, Emily and I have been trying to convince each other
to watch our favorite shows.
Yeah, well, I convinced her to watch Vampire Diaries, and you're not that into it, right? First season?
Well, I'm in season one, and
it's very cheesy and just not it. Once you get into, like, end of season two, season three, that's when it starts to get good.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to convince her to watch 1883, and if you've seen that show, you know what I'm talking about. Every episode makes you cry. It's very emotional, and I would just love to talk about it on here.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I will.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
I'm just busy.
Who's not busy?
I'm trying to get Shelby to watch Downton Abbey. I don't know if she's going to like it or not. I don't know if it's your vibe.
I know.
I love period dramas, though.
I don't love period dramas. I love drama, and romance. Mm-hmm. So if there's that in it, then I think I would like
it. Oh, there's
it.
Romance.
Okay. There's drama?
Oh, it's drama.
Okay. Okay.
Like, it's not like Pride and Prejudice drama. It is, like, very dramatic.
Okay.
You just have to get into it.
What could you, like, compare it to? Like, what is it kind of like? Is it, like, The Crown at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
I think it's better than The Crown. I got bored of The Crown.
I did, too.
But I did not get bored of Downton Abbey, and I watched it twice all the way through.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
So.
I'll watch it.
So stay tuned for, in 3 years, we're going to come back and talk about Downton Abbey.
Vampire Diaries.
And 1883 and, well, Yellowstone.
Hopefully 1883 will be soon.
Sooner, yeah.
Because that's short. It's a short little series.
Oh, really?
And it's only one season.
Okay. Today we are doing a Get to Know You episode, which I at first was like, no, we're not doing that because it's going to be boring. But after seeing the list of questions Shelby had made, I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. So
I don't know. When I listen to podcasts, I like to know about my podcasters and their lives and what they're doing and who they are. And I just feel like it makes you feel like you're more a part of the conversation. And we want you guys to feel like you're a part of our conversation.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some get to know you questions. Before we get started, though, if there is anything that you guys want us to read or watch and talk about on the podcast, we would love for you to direct message us on our Instagram.
Yeah.
And
or, I guess, text us.
Or text. I mean, yeah. But everyone that listens right now knows us.
Yeah.
So, direct message us or text us, and we will consider reading it or watching it and talk about it. Like, a lot of people have been telling us to read, what is it, Two Women? Or to women?
The women.
The women.
The women.
Oh.
So I'm going to read that. I'm going to listen, hopefully, like, next week, soon, because I just keep seeing people talk about it and say it's really, really good.
So we love your recommendations, and let us know.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
We have a list of about 25 questions. Sounds like a lot, but a lot of them will be short answers. Mm-hmm. So.
Do you want to start?
Sure. Our first question is, what's your favorite way to spend a weekend? You go.
Okay. my favorite way, well, when I was younger, like high school, college, I was freaking hanging out with everybody every day of the weekend, and now I'm like, I can only do a social event like once in a
week. Dude, it's so true. I'm like, I can only handle so much social interaction, and then I'm done.
But my favorite way to spend the weekend is for Abe, my husband, to make us steak. He makes a really good steak. Oof, it's so good. Butter, rosemary, garlic. And so him making a steak and then us just staying in and watching a movie is honestly my favorite way to spend the weekend.
That's so nice.
What about you?
I don't have a good answer, but I really like when the weather gets nicer and we can start going to the farmer's market on Saturdays. Because it's right next to our house, so we walk over to the farmer's market. And it's a really big, nice...
Like by the that little park? I don't know the name of that park. That's kind of by the Covey?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Nice.
Anyways, and just hanging out with my family and being outside.
Yeah, it's getting warmer.
It's getting nice outside.
Ooh, reading by the pool, sunbathing while reading, it's fun. Except these hardcover books, they get heavy. My arms get tired.
My hands cramp up when I'm trying to hold open the flipping hardcover. Empire of Storms.
Yes.
Tower of Dawn. Gosh.
Just wait until we get to Kingdom of Ash.
I'm going to need to, like, work out my hands. My hands are going to be jacked after reading Kingdom of Ash. They're going to be so freaking strong and muscular.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, next question. Do you consider yourself an introvert or extrovert?
I said extrovert, that I'm an extrovert because I think the definition of that is if you find that you need to regain your energy away from people, you're an introvert. But if you get energy from being around people, you're extroverted. So I'd say I'm extroverted. What about you, Shelby?
I'm kind of both. Honestly, the older I get, the more introverted I am.
Same.
But it depends on the people. So if I'm around like a group of people that I really enjoy being around, then I do like get energy from them and feel more energized. But if I'm around a group of people that I'm not comfortable with or that I don't spend as much time with, then it really drains my energy and I have to like go home and spend time with myself to like kind of recharge. So I'm a little bit of both, but I would say I'm like
I think everyone's a little bit of both, extroverted introvert.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, what's your Enneagram number?
Okay, so I'm obsessed with the Enneagram.
Is that how you say it? Enneagram?
Enneagram, yeah. It means like nine.
Yeah, Shelby's obsessed.
We honestly could do a whole episode just trying to figure out Emily's Enneagram. I would be down for it. I don't know if other people would be interested, but I would be. I am a 7 wing 6, which is like the adventurer and... Oh, I can't remember what the 6 is. It's like the observer or something like that. Or the questioner. That's what the 6 is. 7s are... They like adventure. They like to have fun. They're kind of moving... Always moving from one thing to the next. So that's me. What are you?
I don't know. I don't remember. One time you made me do it and I can't remember. But we think that I'm a 3?
I'm pretty sure that you're a 3. You might have tested as a 6. Which is the questioner, which is like my wing. You might have tested for that, but I'm pretty sure you're a 3.
What's a 3?
A 3 is the achiever. And you like, you're kind of like all about work and like getting stuff done and like wanting to like achieve a bunch of things. And you're not afraid to cut corners.
That sounds more accurate. What? Cut corners?
Yeah.
To get the job done. That sounds bad.
Well, I mean, there's bad things about every single one of them. Okay. But I definitely think you're a 3. Okay. I also think Dallin's probably a 3. Or an 8. I don't know. Next question. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh. What's your Roman Empire?
I love this question. I have two. Two main ones. First one is ACOTAR, the series. Mm-hmm. The second one is... Scott Moore and Tessa Virtue's ice dance in the 2018 Olympics to the Moulin Rouge. If you know, you know.
But do you really think about it that often?
Yeah. Like once a week, maybe twice to four times a month.
A week?
Yeah. I'll be like, oh, I gotta watch that again.
What?
Did you watch the video I sent you last night?
I did watch it.
Wasn't it cool?
It was cool.
That's from a different routine. But also the fact that they are clearly soulmates and they've never had a romantic relationship. Yeah. And they've known each other for like 25
minutes. That's crazy.
Anyways.
I honestly liked that video you sent me last night better than the other one.
Than the Moulin Rouge?
Mm-hmm.
I'd never seen that one before, but it was so cool.
It was really good. And, like, them just sitting there at the end or whatever, in the middle of it, like, just looking into each other's eyes, I was like, wow.
And the fact that they are not romantically together. Yeah. They have that much chemistry.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Wild.
But the fact that you think about it that often is crazy.
I do think about it a
lot. Like, do you think about it and then just go watch it?
Yeah, or like, randomly remember that that video exists, and I'm like, gotta watch it. Like, at least once a month. A lot of times it's more often than that, though.
Uh-huh, yeah. My Roman Empire is ACOTAR
as well.
Obviously.
Obviously. We think about it every day.
No, you guys, we are serious. We talk about something in ACOTAR every day.
Every single day.
And probably multiple times a day. We'll just be like, so I've been thinking about ACOTAR. This is what's going on.
So I've been thinking about Tamlin and...
So I've been thinking about Lucien and... Just so many things.
We have so much to talk about when we do that episode, but we'll save it for later.
Yeah. Probably some part one and part twos in those episodes. All right, next one.
Okay. What are three words to describe each other? So, what are three words to describe me?
This is what I put for Emily. Okay, that's good. I said she's reliable, funny, and driven.
Oh, cool. I like it. I said you're resilient, creative, and emotionally intelligent.
Oh.
I know that's two words, but...
Yeah,
cheater.
Phrase. It's a phrase. What have you been learning about yourself recently? I thought this was a kind of deep question.
Mine's not very deep. I just have realized that I'm kind of good at a lot of things, but I'm not amazing at anything. And it's kind of sad. Like, I have a lot of talents, but, like, I couldn't win a competition at any of them because I'm not amazing at any of them. Just, I'm okay. Like, I can, you know, play piano, all right, dance, all right. In the ballet world, I could not have won any type of competition.
I thought you were good. I think you're not giving yourself as much credit as you should.
But it's also kind of true. CrossFit, mediocre.
Yeah,
but like, I'm better than a lot of people at these things.
Yeah.
But not great.
So you're, like, above average in a lot of things, but not, like, a master at anything. Not the best at anything. Yeah. I thought you were an extremely talented dancer.
Stop.
If that means anything.
Stop it, Shelby. Okay, Shelby, you go.
My thing that I've learned recently is there's a lot more in my life to discover that I, like, haven't discovered yet. And since not dancing every day, all day, like, dancing professionally, I've realized that I do have a lot of other talents. And it's actually been really exciting to kind of step into those and discover those. So that's kind of what I've been learning about myself recently.
I like that. Okay, what brings out the worst in you, Shelby?
I put...
I like this question. It's funny.
I put when I'm hungry.
Oh, okay, same.
I have hypoglycemia, which means my blood sugar drops. And if I have, like, caffeine or, like, a lot of sugar or carbs, then it just goes straight through me. And then my hypoglycemia goes really bad and I get hungry. And it's not just hungry, I'm hangry. And the fact that some people don't understand that is crazy. Like, there are some people that are like, what do you mean? Like, you get hangry. That's not even a thing. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. When I am hangry, when I have hypoglycemia, I will eat food and then I swear I can, like, see colors better after. Then my mood drastically changes.
Maybe I'm hypoglycemic.
I bet
I get really hangry.
Yeah. What's yours?
I said gossip. Because if somebody comes to me with tea, I have no self-control.
Ooh, yeah.
Even if it's kind of mean, I can't shut it down.
I know.
Like, I want to know the tea, and I'm so hungry for the gossip that brings out a side of me that I'm not proud of, that, like, I would gossip or, like, talk about tea, but that, you know, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, next question. If you could relive any day of your life, what would it be and why?
I didn't really have a good answer for this, so I would just say my favorite days are just simple. Like, mm-hmm. you're just hanging out with your family. I'm hanging out with my son and my husband, and the weather's nice, and we get to go outside. That's honestly, like, my favorite types of days, and I could relive those days over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm living in the good old days, and I try to, like, remember that.
Reminisce. So, yeah. That reminds me. Have you seen that video where there's these, like, people asking these children, or I think it starts with adults, like, if you could have dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be? And they're all saying, like, celebrities, and then they ask their kids, and their kids are like, oh, I would want to have dinner with mom and dad.
I know,
and, like,
that
family.
Was so tender.
I cried at that video. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. That is so tender. I would probably relive my honeymoon. That was the... It was just... Well, first of all, we got married during COVID time, kind of. And we were originally going to go to Hawaii. But everything was kind of going crazy. We didn't know if we wanted to, like, fly anywhere. So we ended up going to Jackson Hole. And it was perfect. It was, like, an off-season. The weather was, like, cold. And it was just, like, super cozy and fun. And I was actually kind of sick. Anytime I get super stressed and then have time off, I get sick.
Because I was also sick on my honeymoon for that reason. Because I was stressed about the wedding.
Yes. That is so crazy. I bet that actually happens a lot. But it was just, like, the drive to Jackson was so cool. Like, there, it was kind of eerie, honestly, but there were clouds and it was a little bit rainy and, like, moody. And I know that, like, doesn't sound great, but, like, to me, that whole experience was just so, so much fun. And, like, me, like, being able to connect with my husband in that way and just, like, having that coziness and not feeling like we have to go out and do a bunch of things for this vacation. It was just fun. And I would seriously, like, relive that week or even, like, that day traveling to our honeymoon over and over.
Nice. Okay, what is your favorite book?
Okay. Of course it's in the ACOTAR series.
This is Shelby, by the way.
Yeah, this is Shelby. My favorite book would probably be A Court of Mist and Fury, because the romance in that book is uncomparable. It is so good, and I just fell in love with those characters. But I also loved A Court of Silver Flames. That one was really good, too.
I said the same thing. Mist and Fury. It literally altered my brain chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
So, my life has never been the same since I read that book. Yeah. Enough said.
We already answered this one, but what's your favorite TV show?
No, my favorite TV show is actually The Office.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Like, we have watched that show so many times over and over again. It is so good.
I don't know why it took me so long to not watch it, or to watch it. To not watch it?
It took me so long to not watch it. No, I love The Office. Like, I just haven't... The more you watch it, the more you appreciate the writing, the character development. It's actually genius watch it. But, hold on, I just had a couple other notes. Like, Downton Abbey is one of my favorites. I really liked Haunting of Hill House.
Ooh. That series is
and
so good.
Any type of competition shows, like American Idol, So You Think You Can Dance. I love those.
Have you watched The Physical 100?
Yes.
Do you like that show?
Yeah.
I like that show.
And a CrossFitter one, season one. So CrossFit is the elite type of fitness because it's the most well-rounded. So, you know.
What?
No biggie.
How did you feel when Michael Scott left The Office? Did you think it still was like... good?
It was still such a good show. It wasn't the same, obviously, without him. He's so good. But the rest of the characters and the writing was still so good.
Yeah.
It was still really good.
I thought it was good. But Michael Scott, for sure, makes the show. I already said this, but my favorite TV show is Vampire Diaries because it's like my comfort show. Anytime I was like going through something difficult in life. Are you gonna keep those in? Emily's just, she's eating candy. So if you hear rappers, it's Emily eating her sour candy.
Sorry.
But anytime I was going through, this is like kind of sad, but anytime I was going through like a difficult time in life, I was watching Vampire Diaries, and I don't know why, and it's my comfort show, and I love it.
I feel it's like this question really described us. That yeah. Your favorite TV show is Vampire Diaries and mine is The Office.
Yeah. I never was really into comedy until I got married. Just like how I never ate rice. Until I got married. Mm.
See, now that you've married an Asian, you are funny and you eat rice.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm funny, but I like to watch comedy.
You're not funny at all.
My husband is definitely way funnier than me. He makes me laugh. But
I can't relate.
I pretend... I pretend like he's not funny.
I'm funnier than Dallin, for sure.
Yeah, I think you're
both funny. Have proven that point.
Dallin is, like, immature funny. You know what I mean?
I'm actually funny.
You're actually funny. Emily is the funny side of the podcast, let's be real.
Okay, what's your favorite movie, Shelby?
My favorite movie is... Okay. Every time someone would ask me that when I was younger, I would say The Secret Garden. So I'm like holding that because I honestly, I don't even remember what happens in that movie.
It's true. Movies hold like nostalgic feelings.
And I should watch it. But I couldn't think of one currently because movies now are just not good anymore.
No.
Like they're not like, oh, okay, that's my ultimate favorite movie.
It's so true.
You know?
Yeah.
What would yours be?
I have to go with Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's the same thing. Like, it is nostalgic to me. And it is just so, so good. I do love a good rom-com, though. And my favorite rom-com is Crazy Stupid Love, which is kind of a newer one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like 10 plus years old.
I don't remember what that one is. Who's in it?
Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, Steve Carell, Kevin Bacon. Like, the cast is so good.
That is...
The cast is incredible. It is the best. It is the best comedy movie, in my opinion. Maybe that's not a popular opinion, but if you haven't watched that movie, you need to watch it. If you want a good laugh, the ending.
I need to rewatch it.
The best thing
I have
ever.
Such a hard time remembering movies. Like... There will be a movie that Abe and I watched, like, a year ago, and I'll be like, I've never seen that before. And he's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, I've never seen that. I couldn't even tell you what happens. Yeah. And then I start watching it, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
Also, Crazy Stupid Love came out when I was, like, I want to say 12, 13. And that's when my celebrity crush on Ryan Gosling started. I mean, I fell hard. And to this day.
From that movie and not The Notebook?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Crazy Stupid Love.
That's crazy.
I know. He's hotter in Crazy Stupid Love.
Okay, actually, I changed my mind. Now that I'm thinking about it deeper, I was obsessed with The Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, it's so good, though.
And Mamma Mia.
Oh, okay. Those
are probably my two favorite movies. But now that I think about it, I'm like, I should watch The Secret Garden. Like, why would I always tell people that was my favorite movie?
I don't remember what happens in The Secret Garden.
I don't either.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Is it my turn? Mm-hmm. Okay, what's something that most people don't know about you?
I had to think about this. But when I was really little, I was so shy that some people thought that I didn't know how to talk. I was really loud at home, but around people that weren't my family, or I had like one best friend that I would talk to, other than those people... People actually thought that I couldn't talk until I was probably 6 or 7.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's actually a lot like Abe.
I literally can't stop talking.
When Abe was little, he would, like, be crazy at home, but, like, super well-behaved in public and school and stuff. This is the only thing I could think of, and I feel like a lot of people do know this, but most people probably don't, is I... I have Hashimoto's.
An autoimmune disease.
Hashimoto's autoimmune disease. And when I, like, before I got diagnosed with it, it was taking over my life. It seriously was. I felt like I needed to sleep every 2 hours. And now I decided I wanted to take care of it naturally. And so that's kind of what got me into health. And now I'm super interested in all of that stuff. And that's, I feel like that's honestly like a huge part of me.
It is.
I don't
She's a lot more crunchy than me.
Yeah.
In a good way.
I'm a crunchy girl. Crunchy mom. Even though I'm not a mom yet. But I will be a crunchy mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a morning or night person, Shelby?
I said neither.
I said both.
That's so funny. You said but neither. If I had to choose one, it would be night. I've always wanted to be a morning person. Like, I always envy those people that are like, I'm getting up and going on a run right away, getting my day started. And I'm like, I need some time to, like, chill and, like, get my brain going in the morning. Like, I wish I was a morning person, but I'm not.
I do really like getting a workout in the morning. It makes my day go better. But I said both because I'm a mother. And when you have a child, you know that when your child is sleeping, that's when you get your stuff done. So I get, you know, that's my me time is it at night and in the morning after he goes to bed, before he wakes up.
What time does he usually wake up? In the morning.
Like 9. He sleeps in.
Ooh, that's nice.
So a lot of times I'll work out at 8.
And that's, I feel like as a mother, that's the only way you can do it, is if you get your workout in, all of your stuff done before your kids even wake up. That's what my mom would always do. And yeah, we know that woman is organized.
So we'll see how your mind changes after you have kids.
Yeah. Oh, I for sure am going to have to turn into a morning person once that happens.
Yeah. It's not hard.
Sorry.
It's not hard.
Yeah. Okay. What's something you love learning about?
Oh, I forgot to answer this question.
Books. Just kidding.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I'm like, do I need to pause this and think about it?
Okay, well, I'll you can think while I talk about my answer first. I kind of already went on this, but I love learning about health.
Health.
And like anything health related, like what does this herb do for me? What does this food do for me? How can I make my nutrition better? And my most recent fascination, like the past year and a half, is... I guess that's not recent, but like I get on these kicks. Is cycle syncing, I think, is the coolest thing. And if we wanted to do an episode about just like how I do that and what I've learned about it, I would be so down. So if you're interested in that, let us know. But cycle syncing is crazy. And for all of the ladies out there, if you haven't heard about it, go look into it. Trust me. You will thank me. It's crazy. It's so cool.
Well, I mean, I just finished all my schooling and I was doing business management. So I was just thinking, I did like being in school. So I liked learning about all that stuff. This was so surprising to me, but my favorite class was business calculus, which I did not think I was going to like that class. But being able to learn, just the class was laid out in a way that it made it easy for me to learn. Like, the videos were very helpful. So it's just so satisfying to learn how to do a type of math problem and be able to do it. And I got, like, a 99.9% on the final exam. I was so proud of myself. That was, like, the most satisfying part of my college experience.
That's crazy.
So I actually really liked that class, which is really weird.
Learning is actually so fun. And
learning is fun.
Let's count to one. One.
There's this toy that Jensen has that says, learning is fun. Let's count to one.
Because it rhymes. That's funny.
What movie character is Shelby? I picked Elizabeth Bennet. She's the main character in Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
Okay. I know you're not a big Pride and Prejudice fan, but it's a huge compliment.
Okay. Because
she's awesome. I picked her because you're not a super loud person. You're not a super loud personality, but you're really determined and you don't let other people walk all over you. Mm-hmm. Like, you're your own person.
I like that. I really like that. Another one. What was that laugh? Another one that one of my students told me. She said, you're... Oh, why am I blanking? Stop, that's not helping me. From Gilmore Girls. What's the main character's name?
Rory.
Rory, yes. Mm. She was like, you're Rory. And I was like, what?
I actually thought about that one for you. But...
Yeah, I like your answer better.
Rory's really, really book smart.
Yeah.
And she's also kind of dumb. She's a dumb smart person.
Mm, okay.
She's really book smart, but she makes stupid decisions.
We were just talking about people that are dumb smart and smart dumb.
Yes. Dallin and I love to label people as such. It is the most accurate, simple way to describe a person. Yeah. So if you're dumb smart or smart dumb, but anyways... Rory Gilmore is dumb smart.
You're gonna laugh at my answer.
Oh, no. Okay, Shelby, what book character... what movie character am I?
I didn't think that deeply about this one, but...
That's okay.
They actually fit. I have two for you. Mm-hmm. So, the first one, this is kind of a joke, okay? So don't take it too seriously.
Okay.
I said Edna from The Incredibles. But hear me out, okay? She, first of all, she's tiny, and she has black hair, and she's so funny, and, like, she doesn't stop talking. You're not like that as much. Like, we're, you do. Like,
oh, I can see the resemblance, don't worry.
But she's very, like, a go-getter, and, like, if you tell her to do something, she's gonna do it, you know? So, I related that to Emily.
She's kind of bossy, too, huh?
Yeah. Okay. You're not that bossy, though.
Yeah. Ask Dallin.
Dallin, is Emily bossy? Anyway, the other one that I said, I don't remember the character's name, was Emily Blunt in A Quiet Place.
I love that movie.
That movie is so freaking good. That's another one of my favorite movies.
Top I just 20, got chills for sure. That movie gives me the chills.
That movie is so good. But I love Emily Blunt in that movie because she's like the best mother. She knows exactly what to do, exactly what to say. And I feel like if you were in that situation, like end of the world times, you would just like kick butt and... Do
that's
awesome.
Like the best compliment because I love her and she's so cool in that movie. She's such a strong mom.
Yeah,
I love
strong
it.
Strong mom. The scene, the birthing scene, that part was crazy. The fact that she stepped on the nail going up the stairs first, and then she went in the bathtub,
the nail.
She started laboring and had to have her child, and the creatures. Could have heard her scream or even the baby scream. I was like on the edge of my seat. That part was crazy.
Fun fact about that scene. I heard, you may want to fact check me on this. I heard that she filmed that scene one time. The birthing bathtub scene.
What?
One take.
Holy.
And then she just immediately snapped out of it and was like, what are we having for lunch? Like, she's just such an amazing actress. She can just go in and out of character.
Oh.
Like... She's amazing.
That's crazy. She's amazing. If I was an actress, I would probably be, what is it called, a method actor or actress.
Same.
Like, I have to put myself in the role, be that person.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of that, I think of Austin Butler as Elvis and how his voice has literally changed.
Forever.
Yeah. Forever. Like, he is Elvis forever. Okay, next question. Do you believe in love at first sight?
I'd like to say yes, because I'm a romantic, and I'm a... I was about to say I'm a dreamer, but that sounds so cheesy. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would like to believe in love at first sight. There's a part of me that's like, no, that's not a thing. But I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah. I would say yes, too. But... I think some people kind of take that saying a little bit too literal. Long answer short, yes, I believe in love at first sight.
Okay, what book character is Shelby? Or what book character am I?
So, Emily, the sniffles.
Are you okay?
No,
you
crying. This is very emotional. Oh my gosh, these books just got me crying thinking about it. Okay. Anyway, Emily is Violet Soringel. Yes. One because she's tiny and short and like just a small fun-sized person. And then I would say Emily's a fighter. She's strong, which Violet doesn't start out as strong.
Ayo.
I don't know. What else would you relate yourself with Violet?
Dude, that book was my romantic awakening.
She's also funny. There was a lot of humor in Empyrean series.
Violet is so sarcastic. Mm-hmm. I was like, I am... When I was reading this, I felt like I was her. Because I felt the way she was described was me. I was like, oh, it's me! She's like oddly flexible.
Yeah.
And really sarcastic. And really stubborn and just really determined and funny and
yeah, she's basically Emily. So anytime you think about that character, just think about Emily.
Aww.
Okay, who am I?
Okay, at first I wrote Feyre and Nesta, like a combination of the two, which is honestly true.
Like, looks-wise?
Looks-wise, but also personality-wise. I think Nesta's a little bit more feisty, a little bit darker. Well, a lot darker than Feyre.
I honestly wish I was more like Nesta.
Yeah, but I think you're a combination of the two. But I wanted to give a more specific character, just because I feel like everybody is going to say, oh, Feyre. Like, that's a really basic answer. Mm-hmm. So I actually wrote Gwen from Silver Flames. The more I thought about it, the more I was like, I see a lot of similarities. Because she's kind of quiet, mm-hmm. but also she's not. Yeah. She's kind of like feisty a little bit. Mm-hmm. And she's been through a lot.
She can hold her own. Mm-hmm.
She can hold her own. So
I like those
she's
answers.
Not shy.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, Shelby's actually Gwen.
I feel like I am shy, though.
Like you're shy in a way, but
yeah,
you're not timid.
Yeah.
You're not an Elaine.
Yeah, true.
You're Gwen.
Which I feel like we're gonna find out so much more about Elaine.
Yeah.
And Gwen. I ship Azriel and Gwen more than Azriel and Elaine.
Yep.
That is my ship. Okay, let's move on. If there was a movie about you, what celebrity would you want to play you?
I said Jenna Ortega. This was an easy answer for me.
That's a good one.
Everyone always, you. Every time a Jenna Ortega movie has come out, people are like, you look like her. So I was Dora the Explorer for Halloween after mm-hmm. she did that movie. And then, of course, I was Wednesday Addams this past year. Mm-hmm. She played Wednesday Addams. Mm-hmm. Everyone just says I look like her, but also, I don't know, I just like her personality.
Yeah, she could do well playing
She's
you.
She's definitely like very sarcastic and mm-hmm. like kind of dark, but not really.
Yeah.
She's just funny.
I put Margot Robbie or Lily Collins because yeah. I'm obsessed with both of those actresses. I think they're both beautiful and just great women.
I am in love with Margot Robbie.
I mean, obviously, I don't look like Margot. Like, Margot Robbie doesn't look like me, but if that ever happened, I would be thrilled.
Wait, what was the other one? Margot Robbie and
Lily Collins.
Oh, Lily Collins. Looks wise, maybe, but Lily Collins acting,
yeah,
maybe it isn't right for
She's you. She's not the best actress.
Yeah,
Emily in Paris. Although I actually do like that show.
It's the worst show ever, but I can't stop watching it.
I know,
it's so bad.
I don't think it's the worst show ever.
No, it's pretty terrible.
There's worse.
The acting, the writing.
Yeah,
it's all bad. Okay, moving on. What is your favorite current trend?
Okay, my favorite current trend right now on TikTok is the dogs. It's always a dog trend where it's Taylor Swift's new song, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? And it says, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? And it's like a sweet video of the dog. And then it goes, Well, you should be. And it's like them showing their teeth and looking all scary. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've only seen like one.
It gets me every time. It's so funny.
I'm not on TikTok as much. I only get on TikTok to watch the 87 videos that Shelby has sent me about ACOTAR. I'm just not consistent. I am consistent on Instagram Reels, and my favorite thing is reading the comment section. Oh. The comment sections are so funny, and Dawn and I always send each other videos that's like, read the comments. Some of my favorite comment trends is the blank in the room with us. Have you heard that one? Mm-mm. So, let me try to think of an example. The one ad that was like, just a ballerina getting ready for class. And it was clearly not a ballerina. It was a model, like, pretending to be a ballerina. And it was really obvious. And someone said, is the ballerina in the room with us? Like, it's kind of like a mean comment, but it's like when the video is not it, mm-hmm. there's always comments that are like, is it in the room with us?
People's comments always serve. Another trend that I think is hilarious is like the older, like, I don't even know what era it is, but like older paintings and like
Renaissance.
Renaissance. Those.
The Renaissance paintings ones. Well, I can't talk.
In book talk.
They are so funny. They're so funny. The Renaissance painting memes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Those are freaking
hilarious. I love a good meme.
Same.
How many episodes can I slip that sentence in? I love a good meme.
Epic.
I'm never saying that word again after the last episode. That was the worst. I said it probably 8 times.
Okay. Is it my turn? I'll go. If you were a season, what would you be? Are we answering for each other?
I answered for myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do that.
I said that I was fall.
That's what I would have said, too.
I just love fall.
I feel like you always dress in fall colors, too.
You're a fall girl. Those colors. Very vibrant.
But. I said winter.
Yep.
I'm a winter girl. I hate the heat. That's and I love sweaters and leggings and snow and Christmas.
Okay, next question. What mythical creature are you?
I said Emily was a werewolf because you just, like, give off werewolf vibes. Like, if you were in Twilight or Vampire Diaries, you would be a werewolf in those shows.
Yeah, I'm not a vampire.
I also said dragon. Because I could see that. I like that. You would be, like, one of the, like, little Andarna or something. And then...
Love that.
I love Andarna. Ugh. I also said a pirate. How random, but, like, that's the first thing that came to my head when I thought of that question.
I love,
like,
that, though.
Emily is a pirate. Like, just pirate vibes.
Okay, I said Shelby was a vampire or a witch.
I love
you
that.
Your look gives off vampire because you have very sharp features, mm-hmm. and you're also kind of pale.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you have really bright eyes. I feel like you could definitely be a vampire.
I'm allergic to the sun.
But I feel like your personality gives off spooky, magical witch vibes.
I secretly wish I was a vampire or a witch, honestly.
Okay, I just got to the part in Vampire Diaries, which I'm like, ooh, it's kind of getting interesting, mm-hmm. where... Elena's brother asks her, he's like, I want you to turn me.
Ooh, asks Anna?
Mm-hmm. And then I stopped watching, and now I'm like, ooh, I left off on a cliffhanger.
It is getting good. There's, like, some interesting things that happens with his character that I'm like, that's an interesting character.
Okay.
What about the power? Let's do that one.
Okay.
What magical power from a book would I have?
Because you are a winter season mm-hmm. girly, I said that you would have ice.
Ooh.
Like ice and snow. So kind of like Dorian
mm-hmm.
right now.
That would actually be so cool. Like, yeah.
I think it'd be a really powerful signet.
It would be.
Or power. Or
I like that.
Do other books use the word signet, or is that just a fourth wing thing? Because I'm stuck in that world.
I haven't heard it in other books, but I'm sure it is in other books. I said for you, what did I say? Oh, that you could see into the future or something with shadows.
Like That's So Raven.
But not like that.
Oh.
More like you're a seer. Not like cool. Elaine type of seer.
Yeah.
But like that's cool. Bran from... Game of Thrones type of thing.
The three-eyed raven.
The three-eyed raven.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. You go.
What is your theme of life right now?
Okay, I gotta pull this one out.
What is your theme in life right now, Shib?
Okay, I just said my theme of life right now is to do the things that I wouldn't usually do. So, like, to challenge myself, go out there, put myself out there, but also to take care of myself, because I can't challenge myself if I'm not taking care of myself. A little self-love, self-care.
Love it. I said, fake it till you make it, which has been my life motto for a while. And you guys, I feel like it really works. I believe in it.
It does.
Like, fake confidence until you make it a reality.
Yeah, I like that.
It's psychologically proven to work.
Yeah. It's good. Okay, next question. My turn? Okay. What are two hobbies that you like besides reading and watching things?
Oh. CrossFit or sewing or piano or music. Yeah, that's it.
I like those. I put, like, just, like, exercise, movement, so, like, hiking, Pilates, working out, whatever, but also drawing, and I haven't been drawing as much lately, and I actually really enjoy it, and it kind of calms me, so I should start doing that again.
You should. I didn't know that you drew.
Yeah, I'm not very good, but I like it.
We're learning new things about each other.
Yeah.
Okay, what are people's first impressions of you, Shelby?
I put... You can bleep this out. I said, I feel like most people think I'm kind of at first because I'm quiet. I like I said, I'm a little bit more introverted. I'm not very good with, like, conversations and talking to people. Mm-hmm. And I kind of have to think of ahead of time, like, what I want to say to people in social situations, and that helps me. But, like, initially... A lot of people probably think that I'm kind of full of myself and just quiet and not interested in them at all.
Actually, we're really similar in that way. Although I feel like I used to be more like that, but people started telling me, like, oh, yeah, when I first met you, like, I thought you were kind of a brat. Mm-hmm. And that was just because I was quiet. And because people started saying that to me, I feel like I've been better about that as I've gotten older. Like, I try to smile more and, like, mm-hmm. be more outgoing because I don't want people to think I don't like them, because that's not true. I get shy if I don't know somebody.
Yeah, same.
But I think most people, I don't know what most people would say about me now. Shelby thought I was weird, so, I mean, that's...
Quirky, weird. Yeah, I don't know. That honestly would be interesting for people to... tell you their first impression. I always think that's a good conversation starter. Okay, I like this question because there's a lot that ballet has taught us, but what's something ballet taught you that you'll remember forever?
So much, but I feel like the biggest thing for me, that's something that I value, is commitment in general. I just feel like a lot of kids nowadays, they don't actually understand what it means to sacrifice things in your life for something that you've committed yourself to. And it's very satisfying at the end of the day to say, you know what, I committed to that thing and I followed through. And I think ballet taught me how to do that with a lot of other things in life, to not be flaky, to not bail.
I like that. That's a good one. So I kind of have two. My first one was discipline. And just the fact that you have to work for what you want and you're the only person that's gonna make it happen. I mean, obviously there can be someone that is, like, finds interest or, like, potential in you that can help you go further, but you're ultimately the person that dictates your life and creates your life. But I also said... this other thing, and I really wish that I did it a lot more than I did, that I felt like I kind of held back a lot when I was dancing, and it's not a regret, but I just wish I pushed myself a little bit more, just to give it your all, because holding back really makes things harder. And if you give it your all and just like run off that cliff, then you'll learn so much more, you know, and you'll probably fail, but you'll learn so much more.
Yeah.
Let's get into our last question.
Last question. Who's your favorite High Lord?
Should we say it together?
I mean, I think everybody knows the answer. If you're a fantasy book girly, if you, real quick, spoiler alert, let's not say it until we warn them. If you have only read the first book in the ACOTAR series, don't listen to this.
Yeah.
Because it will spoil.
It's
Rysand. You need to have at least... yep. Rysand, obviously. I mean, what? There's literally no other answer. But my number two has got to be Tarquin, which I feel like might be unpopular. I love Tarquin. I feel like he's the youngest High Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's not as old. He's not 500 years old.
He's actually in their age range.
He's only like 150 years old instead of like 500. He's young, he's charming, he's kind of quiet, and just, he seems very classy, like a classy guy. And I love a caramel-skinned man, you know? Like a
caramel-skinned man. Same.
I love me some caramel-skinned stuff. Tarquin's my number two.
But of course, Rysand is the number one.
Who's your number two?
I was just thinking about that. Maybe Tarquin, but maybe Helion.
I was going to say, you're going to say Helion.
Just because he's described as almost as beautiful as Rysand. Mm-hmm. And, like, every fan art that I see, I'm like, wow, yeah. He is pretty beautiful.
The one on the unicorn?
Oh, or my gosh. The Pegasus? Whoa.
That fan art is too much.
Spicy. The fact that people are creating, like, spicy fan art.
Yeah, who is and, like, doing that?
Who is paying to look at that?
I mean, if I'm not that crazy. We're pretty crazy about ACOTAR, but you think,
not that crazy.
That's weird.
I'm not about to pay for some fan art, but
pay for some, like, not even, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody made that.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody sat on their bed on their iPad and created spicy Helion on a Pegasus. I'm not paying for that.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
That's it.
Let us know what you thought of this episode. If you liked it, please share it.
Yeah.
And you can
like and subscribe.
Stop it.
Like and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram, eb.pod. That's a B, bagel, not V. And we love you guys.
Okay.
Bye.